This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, today we're going to find out how deep the CDC research rabbit hole goes, where they ignore data, suppress data, hide data, to not reveal the violence against children in America. Particularly black children, boys, impacted by vaccines, MMR, creating the risk and the actual manifestation of something called autism. It is Wednesday. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us in a little while, and we shall continue this discussion we've had since this story broke. Actually, we've been covering it for years. And we're going to be joined momentarily by my good friend Brian Hooker, PhD, and the father of a vaccine-injured child who has been digging deep, who has been working the Freedom of Information Act request like nobody else, with a lot of help. And now, evidently, there's a whistleblower within the Centers for Disease Control that I call the Centers for Disease Creation. And that whistleblower is confirming what Brian Hooker has found with the data sets, the raw data. Again, a lot of this, I'll admit, for a lay audience, you might be going, I don't understand this data set, raw data. What do these numbers mean? I'm going to ask Brian Hooker to come down to that level and speak to us all very simply as well, even though he has that PhD and he is a teacher at university. But we need to understand what this really is. What is the significance of the story we've been uncovering together? We played a little bit of the audio from what Andrew Wakefield narrated about this, and you saw Brian Hooker on the telephone talking to this whistleblower at CDC, and we're going to get into that. Real briefly, just a tip of the hat, happy birthday to Ron Paul today, 79 years
Yay.
Old. Interesting year, 79. I think isn't that the number on the periodic table of elements, gold, 79, AU? We'll have to check with Brian Hooker. Brian, are you with us?
I am with you. Good evening, Robert and Super Don. It's really good to be with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you, my friend. I really am. And what you've been digging for many years now is coming to fruition, this reality that you wanted to not only, validate scientifically, which I think is very important. Those are in the PhD realm. A lot of folks may not care at that level from a lay on. It's just saying, hey, look, my child has been injured. I want something done about this. But in order to reach certain aspects of that egghead community, if I could say it that way, you need to supply them with data and peer-reviewed literature, research publications, and evidently your reevaluating of that data has been peer-reviewed and published. Am I correct?
That is correct. We had a paper come out on August 8th, and it's been out, it's already the 20th, and we were able to reanalyze data that I obtained directly from the CDC. I obtained it through what's called a public use data agreement, and the CDC by law has to come up with these public data sets, and because they need to provide this information to the consumers that are essentially supposed to be getting these vaccinations. And so I got this public use data set back in January and was able to reanalyze the the effect of the age of the first MMR vaccine and the risk of autism. You know, children typically get the first MMR vaccine, according to CDC recommendation, anywhere between 12 months of age and 18 months of age. And so this is a group of children that were evaluated out of the five different school districts in five different counties in metropolitan Atlanta. I was able to obtain that data, and I got some very, very interesting results. Namely, and I've reported these results before on your show, but namely,
yes,
that African American boys that received the MMR on time, you know, somewhere between 12 and 18 months, were 3.4 times more likely to receive an autism diagnosis versus those African American males that their parents chose to delay the MMR till beyond 36 months or 3 years of age.
All right. Now, Brian, we've been covering this again since this broke, and as you said, we've covered this with you well prior to even the publication of the data in the peer-reviewed journal. I don't know that we talked necessarily months ago about a whistleblower. That's another aspect of the story that is now emerging. Also, you just said like a 314% increase. Then I'm also hearing double the risk. So make sense of those numbers for us.
Okay. Just to make sense of the numbers, just to address your first question, yes, there is a whistleblower. I have been in contact with the whistleblower for almost a year now regarding this information, and because of that contact and because of some documents that I've received primarily through congressional request, not really through the whistleblower, but through congressional request, what I did in my study was I actually used the same methodology and then a more robust methodology than the CDC. And I was able to obtain the same results that CDC did. You know, what most people don't realize in looking at the paper, all I did was repeat the CDC's analysis. I got the same results that they got, but they never reported this increase in risk, okay? And they knew, I have the documentation that showed that the CDC, although they never specifically ran the analysis for African American boys, they didn't get that far. They only ran the analysis for African Americans in general. They lumped boys and girls together in the same analysis. They saw a strong statistically significant effect based on those children that got the MMR vaccine on time, and they chose to bury this information and came out with a publication that was subsequently came out in 2004. That mm-hmm. said that the African American community there was no risk regarding MMR timing in the community, which was patently false and a lie.
All right, hold on, Brian. When you say this, I want to go roll back. I want to make sure we're not misunderstanding any of this. You say you found and or validated or confirmed what the CDC had found. But to this point, the CDC again claims that they found no statistical evidence to support an MMR link to increased risk of autism. But you're saying that there is, and you're actually finding what they found. Am I correct in saying that the CDC did not publish the full study based on the full data? Because we talked with Dr. Batar on Monday, and he said there was some exclusionary criteria that they went back and redid, like no birth certificates, you're not in the study. That would that have resulted in the desired results that they ended up publishing?
Dr. Buttar was absolutely right. What CDC did is they had an exclusion criteria where they looked at individuals that were able to produce a valid state of Georgia birth certificate. Now, they had collected this information, the birth certificate information, on both blacks and whites, you know, all races that were within the cohort. It was about 54% whites, 40% blacks, and then, you know, some odd, the rest Hispanics and Asians and so forth. But what the CDC did was when they got this statistically significant result on, this was the entire cohort. Remember, there's, just to break this down, there's a larger group of African Americans that included those individuals that did have a Georgia birth certificate and those individuals that didn't, okay? And then there's a smaller group of individuals that just consisted of those African Americans that could produce a valid Georgia birth certificate, okay? So when you do the study on the larger cohort, the larger group, there is a statistically significant effect for the MMR timing, specifically in African Americans. When CDC saw that, what they did was, and they did this only for African Americans, not for Caucasians, not for any other race, but what they did was they reran the analysis on what they call the birth certificate cohort. It was a smaller group of individuals. And when you run a study like that on a smaller group of individuals, you lose statistical power. So what they did show a result. The result was that 58% more of the individuals that got the MMR on time were coming down, you know, had an autism diagnosis, but it was no longer statistically significant. And so, and when it was no longer statistically significant, then the CDC summarily dismissed the result.
Well, Brian, they had to make some kind of argument to say the reason we excluded these black boys, these African-American boys, because they had no birth certificate, or were they afraid that the moms were lying about their birthdays? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the relevance of, oh, no birth certificate, you can't participate in the study.
Well, the CDC's explanation makes absolutely no sense. They said that, and you guys have seen birth certificates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is on a birth certificate? It is basically the parents' name,
right?
Names, the date of birth,
yeah,
the time of birth, and the name of the child that's born. Okay, and that's usually about it. Sometimes there's a birth weight, but not usually. There's a birth weight. What CDC claimed that they extracted from these birth certificates was not only the birth weight, that you know, there could be that, but also the mom's level of education, the mom's age, the race, and race could have been on there, and other socioeconomic factors and other what they call covariates. Now, what they're claiming that they got from these birth certificates are not data that you would ever find on a birth certificate.
Yeah, that's what I've gotten. I've talked to another PhD about this as well, and Dr. Batar said the same thing. We're trying to find the relevance of disqualifying these participants based on this birth certificate not being there. So we're going to continue this discussion. We're going deep today, but trying to make it understandable so that you might be able to communicate with your own community what is happening here with the CDC and the cover-up. Brian Hooker is our guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're going deeper into this story today than we have yet with Brian Hooker, PhD, our good friend. We've been covering it, been talking also, obviously, on Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar, who you guys connected at Autism One, which was great. I was so pleased to see that. And more of us coming together to spotlight this issue and to validate what we have been witnessing, what parents have been seeing, but explaining now that the government research institutions know what they claim they that doesn't exist, in other words. And what Brian Hooker has done through a lot of requests, we've gone through it in this first segment. We're going to go a little deeper, but of course I want to keep asking these questions, and if you don't mind, Brian, just digging deeper into our, so our understanding out here is such that we know this is, there's no exaggeration, there's no hyperbole, we don't have to exaggerate this to get across the point that the CDC knew something, and this whistleblower in the CDC has facilitated what for you? Has he helped you in some other way that we don't know, or is it just to confirm and validate what you have found outside of the CDC?
He's served to confirm and validate my results regarding this particular paper that deals with the MMR, but we've also talked about thimerosal as well. And I have yet to publish on the reanalysis of some of the CDC papers on thimerosal, that look at autism as well as lots of other neurological consequences of thimerosal poisoning. So the whistleblower has been instrumental in helping, regarding these particular issues as well as understanding the politics that go on in the CDC. That prevent them from ever conceding that there's a neurological effect due to the MMR vaccine, due to thimerosal in vaccines, due to the vaccination schedule. It's just not something that they concede.
Hmm. Oh, super, Don. I got to bring you in on this just to be sure, because I'm very concerned about our entire audience, the best of our ability to communicate not only the gravity of the situation, but the details that this is making sense out there for folks. I mean, on one level, we can say, okay, injecting something, foreign antigens, DNA, RNA from animals aboard a fuel station, whatever it is, we can talk about that, and it sounds horrific and disgusting, putting heavy metals in injecting. Yes, but now we're talking about another layer or another level of this with Brian Hooker, of taking data sets, raw data from the CDC, and reanalyzing it, publishing it in a peer-reviewed journal, and finding that indeed what this whistleblower within the CDC has said, yes, we know this is happening. What Brian Hooker is saying is accurate. And this guy is on the record telling you, Brian, that he's, what is he, remorseful? Is he disgusted with his own behavior? How would you describe what he's saying to you?
He's very sorry for his own behavior. You know, this was very, very difficult, and there was, you know, there was a group effort to publish this particular study, and if I can add, one of the co-authors of the study was Dr. Colleen Boyle. Dr. Colleen Boyle has testified several times before congressional committees, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, most recently in 2012, that there was no evidence, no reliable evidence that showed there was any relationship between vaccines and autism. Yet she was a co-author on this paper. She knew about the cover-up. She is complicit in the cover-up. There were specific conversations that she had among the co-authors not to release this particular information, and yet she's lied. She's perjured herself in front of Congress, and now we have the evidence. We have the information that shows that she did that very thing.
Yeah, I remember watching this with a great deal of disgust, and clearly there was some element of a soulless response to be able to lie about this, because and even Julie Gerberdink, we've referenced over the years here, and I called her Chicken Little all those years, and she left the CDC after never having met a vaccine that she didn't want to have injected into children to go to work for Merck Vaccines, their $5 billion division there. So this is something that I believe has the potential to bring down the so-called House of Cards. Now, I'm not cocky about it either, because I found that the medical industrial complex is a lot of resources, ultimately richer than anything we can imagine. Yet they have a way to spin things. And they have not come out and attacked you overtly at this point. I haven't heard any CDC response or acknowledgement just yet.
No, there has been no, as far as I know. I mean, you know, I can't travel the landscape of the internet every day, but as far as I know, the CDC has not come out with a response, an official response on this. I do want to point out too, I want to go back to something that you just said. The whistleblower attempted to tell Dr. Gerberding about this.
Oh, whoa, hold on, hold that thought. We got to take a break. The CDC, clearly, they lied about this. There is an abuse of power. There is great danger to the children of America that has already been perpetrated on, with all of the children that have been vaccine damaged by the lies coming out of the CDC. We're revealing them today with Brian Hooker. Back after this break, and we'll be joined by the health ranger, Mike Adams, as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baradiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Breaking some very big news worldwide here today. Thank you for listening all around planet Earth. Syndicated by GCN, of course. Most of you listen through our friends at Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, a health ranger, he'll be joining us in just a moment. And we're going to continue with Brian Hooker, PhD. You mentioned that you were, the whistleblower in CDC was trying to alert Julie Gerberding to the problem with this data set and what it revealed. What can you tell us about that interchange?
Well, the whistleblower wrote a letter and emailed it to Dr. Gerberding to alert Dr. Gerberding about this. Actually, before the Institute of Medicine had, you know, what was supposed to be their landmark vaccine safety review committee meeting in 2004 called Vaccines and Autism. Mm-hmm. And this individual, the whistleblower, tried to alert Dr. Gerberding of these particular results and encouraged Dr. Gerberding to be forthcoming at this particular meeting regardless of what the fallout would be. And consequently, this individual, that's a big no-no. Individuals at this scientist level are not supposed to talk to Dr. Gerberding. So rather than Dr. Gerberding responding to the whistleblower's concern, the whistleblower was reprimanded. Okay? And it became an HR issue.
And, of course, Julie Gerberding went on to leave CDC and go to Merck's $5 billion vaccine division. And this is how the game is played. Vaccine violence. The headline reads on Natural News Today, CDC caught in scientific fraud perpetrating vaccine violence against blacks and shocking eugenics cover-up. Joining us now, the author of that article and many wonderful articles revealing this kind of thing, Mike Adams, a health ranger from naturalnews.com. Mike, my good friend, thanks for being here with Brian Hooker.
Hello, Robert. Hi, Brian, and congratulations, by the way. I know it takes a tremendous amount of courage and dedication to go through the data and present it and go public with it like you have done. So I just want to thank you for your dedication for public safety and for the health of all the children affected by this.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you.
Well, we're all doing the same thing here, which is we're trying to help end the suffering. We're trying to help protect children from this vaccine violence. And really, Robert, I was listening to the show. I just wanted to call in and make a quick point here, and then I'll go. But right now, one of the biggest news stories in America is, of course, these riots in Ferguson, Missouri.
Yes.
And these riots are based on the idea of the African-American community being outraged at what they see as oppressive violence by law enforcement against members of their community. And I'm not here to talk about that issue, but rather to compare it to what I believe is a much larger issue that we're uncovering here, which is the vaccine violence. How many African-American babies have been permanently maimed, handicapped, harmed for a lifetime because of this deliberate cover-up at the CDC? And isn't that, and this is my real question, Robert, isn't that a form of violence against the African-American community? You know, violence doesn't have to be in lead bullets. It can also be in mercury-laced vaccine needles injected. It doesn't have to be shooting one kid on the street. It could be shooting a million kids up with vaccine ingredients that the CDC knew would cause damage. So we need to come to grips with the fact that this is a kind of medical violence or vaccine violence against the African-American community in this country. And yet, I don't yet see Al Sharpton protesting in Atlanta in front of the CDC. So hopefully, there will be more awareness about this as things move forward.
Right. And your point is very important to make. In fact, you know, we're often on the same wavelength, though. I'm glad you dropped that in there, because I referenced that, I think, yesterday on the show about how I'm witnessing this, the riots and the violence and the anger, and much of it righteous as well, that if any community, including the African-American community, realized how much the government in collusion with what I call the vaccine industrial complex, or that larger concept, as John Rappaport coined the phrase, the church of, I now call it pharmaceutical mysticism, the people might rise up. But we also recognize that the vast majority of people are still sleepwalking or in a drug-induced stupor. But I believe that this could be a tipping point, particularly on the vaccine issue, that can cause more people than ever before to question the government and the medical community on whether they have been forthcoming, whether they've been straightforward, or whether they have been lying and covering up this, as you said, genocide.
Well, right, and the fact that this disproportionately harmed African-American babies, as Brian uncovered in his analyses of data, This brings to light this whole question of would the CDC have gone public with it if white children were impacted, in addition to black children. But because it was primarily black children that disproportionately received harm, was the CDC then, which was led predominantly by white scientists, were they then willing to allow this to be a sort of casualties of war for their vaccine economic plan of conquering medicine with vaccines? You see, this brings up a whole different layer of eugenics and racism at the highest levels of the CDC, and that is where I think this needs to be further explored. But I don't want to take up your time. Brian Hooker there has a lot more to share with you, I'm sure. So I'll leave you with that thought, guys.
All right. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, thank you for chiming in on this very important issue. And we're going to continue to cover this every day. There's more news to reveal here. And until the mainstream media does its job, which is not likely going to happen any day soon, we're going to keep at it, Mike. So thank you for all of your efforts at naturalnews.com.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll keep listening. Have a great show.
All right, great. All right, that's Mike Adams. Brian, yeah, I mean, this brings some large issues, bigger issues all the time.
Yeah, this brings a huge issue. We have a one-size-fits-all vaccination schedule, and what CDC found back in 2001 when they initially found this result is that their one-size-fits-all vaccine schedule does not fit all. And, in fact, I would say, you know, based on my history of investigating the CDC since 2002, that it really doesn't fit anyone. But you know, we are living in an era where we know the physiological differences that are involved with race, physiological differences that are involved, with heredity, and we are just too smart to have a one size fits all vaccination schedule. It makes absolutely no sense, and this is a clear, you know, whether it is covert or overt racism, this is a clear travesty. It should have never happened.
Well, and I call it medical collectivism. It's this idea that you can do the same thing for everybody, and of course this is where they get that natural extension, if you call it that, of herd immunity. And of course herd immunity indicates they look at us as if we are cattle, as if we are merely animals to be experimented upon for the sake of some greater good, as the movie was done, the documentary film on these vaccines. And
right.
it really begs these deeper level questions of people that look at people differently than, let's say, you do, Brian, or I do, or Super Don, or Mike Adams, or others that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we don't tend to look at it as a collective. We look at each individual as being valuable, and we would say, all right, what does this child, this baby need? What would be too much of this? What would be not enough? And they're not doing that. And that's a larger indictment of the entire medical monopoly, in my opinion.
I agree. This is so out of control, and you know we have so many children that are harmed. You know, this we cannot reduce our population to a simple risk benefit analysis, you know, based on dated technology and a rabid fear of infectious disease. It is unfounded.
Getting back to the whistleblower, I'm just so curious about this because, as you said, he made himself known early on by questioning Julie Gerberding about this, saying, hey, look at this. And, of course, now it becomes a human resource issue. They say, hey, we've got to discipline this guy.
Right.
How is he still at the CDC? I mean, clearly, if they know this guy, do they know who he is?
I'm sure that the CDC knows who the individual is. And I can't imagine, given the information that is out, and given, you know, this specific slice of information, and like I said, this is the tip of the iceberg. There's much, much more that will be revealed. I'm processing this information as fast as I can process the information, and there's an overwhelming number of volumes of information that has been shared. And this individual was, you know, was very, very responsible in sharing things in the past when I was trying to get information via congressional request. He was one of the very, very few people that had actually kept the records like you are supposed to in the federal government. And so, you know, this informant, even though I've only been talking to this individual really seriously about this for the past 9 months, this is the informant that has probably been responsible for the majority of the FOIA requests that I've done over the past 12 years.
This really is stunning that your diligence here, and of course I want to remind everybody, Brian Hooker is a dad who cares and loves his child very much, and I would hope and pray that any parent would be as diligent in the defense of their child, and if not, after this would occur, to find out what happened and to make sure not only could we help this child, but could we prevent this from happening in others. And I want you to understand this is where Brian Hooker is, and he's done an extraordinary job. As Mike Adams says, I acknowledge that, and if we only knew a tenth of what he's done behind the scenes, I'm not exaggerating in this point, Brian, how much I appreciate all the work that you're doing and how much this is going to benefit the untold millions, perhaps, of children ultimately. But right now, we still are in the midst of this crisis.
Yes.
We've got more work to do. What can we do to help you? We're about on a break, though.
We alert the media. Any media outlets that we can get this news on, the whistleblower is not ready to go on record yet, and I want to respect their privacy and their family. I mean, this is a person just like us.
Okay. If you have a question out there, we're on with Brian Hooker. He's going to stick around for a while here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links to all of the stories, including the natural news stories, are right there at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. Link it up, and we'll talk about it some more after this break with Brian Hooker.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Links are up as they are every day here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Send these stories around. Mike Adams is covering it. Our friend Sayer G at Green Med Info covering it. All over the world, this has got to be a story front and center. If you care about your own children, much less any other children, that they should not be experimented upon with these things. And the data is there. They knew it. That's what's being revealed by Brian Hooker. Brian, some of my more liberal friends that worship, not at church, but the new church for them is biological mysticism. It's modern medicine. And they literally believe anything the priests at the CDC tell them. They might say, hey, Brian, it's all well and good, you're a PhD and all, but this really isn't statistically significant. This wasn't a large enough cohort study. I mean, what would you say to that?
I would disagree with them. This was a rather large cohort study done in metropolitan Atlanta. It was 5 different counties and 5 different school districts where they were able to abstract records of children that were born between 1986 and 1993. And so, the other thing that is very significant is that 40% of the cohort, the entire cohort, was African American. So when we look at specifically at that particular group, by looking at African Americans and then African American boys, we had more than plenty statistical power in order to come up with these particular relationships. And part of the issue is that CDC knew this in 2001. Now it's 2014. We should have been, at a minimum, researching so we could understand this relationship better. And so by now, we would have had at least an alternative vaccination schedule in order to protect those folks that were most vulnerable because of this problem.
Yeah, exactly. My gosh. And I pray for the safety of this whistleblower. I mean, it's criminal what was done. And I think it sounds like from what he says, he acknowledges that now. and is trying to make right if it's at all possible. But he's still there at CDC. He doesn't want to be revealed. You know who he is. CDC evidently does. We just pray for his safety to get this information out, because there's probably a lot more to this story than we've revealed thus far.
There's much more. This is, I can say by the number of documents that have been released via congressional request directly by this individual, that there is just, you know, there are many, many more stories. You know, the whole issue with thimerosal and other neurological disorders, CDC has never been able to show that, you know, thimerosal does not cause tics. And, you know, CDC has used dubious statistics regarding thimerosal and autism, and I would question that, you know, because I have gone through and reanalyzed their data. But even using their phony baloney statistics, they've never been able to show that thimerosal doesn't cause tics. It does. And I've gone back. They had one study that they did in Italy, the TASI study, this came out in the journal Pediatrics in 2009, went back, reanalyzed the data, some tips by the whistleblower, and showed that indeed that study claims that there is no statistically significant effect, but you can take the data right out of the study. This is public domain information, and you can show the thimerosal causes tics. And this isn't, you know, this isn't like, oh, a little transient problem that my son or daughter is going to grow out of. This is tics leading to Tourette syndrome. This is tics that are much, much more prevalent in developmental disorders like autism, ADHD, ADD. And, you know, these are things that parents do not want for their children.
Yeah. Well, they don't. And unfortunately, they've trusted the wrong folks for a lot of years. Generations now in the 20th century, where we descended into a medical monopoly, a mafia that runs things, and of course our views ostracized even here in 2014 to a great degree by those in the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media. But I knew eventually there would have to be people that would come to conscience that couldn't live with this any longer. We're seeing evidence of that. Do you need more PhD support? I mean, there are PhDs out there that are hearing this, might want to say, hey, I can help you analyze the data. Can I help you in any way?
I will take it. I will take it. I have many, many trusted friends that have stepped forward and are very, very brave. You know, they're putting their careers, you know,
on the line,
putting
yeah.
their careers in jeopardy.
Well, to save the lives of the unborn at this point, as well as those that have already been born in harm, to reverse this, we're going to do it. Brian, stay in touch. I know you will. We'll continue with this story as it breaks. Thank you. God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you so very much.
Thank you as well. You, Robert, and Super Don, thank you so much.
Yes, and thanks again to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, for calling in today as well. We've got Ty Bollinger. We're going to step even further outside the box with him next hour. We'll have a little more discussion on this, as well as the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists. What do they want to do to babies and kids and pregnant moms? You won't believe it. The power to heal is still yours, though. We'll be back after this.
My name is Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.